Hundreds of Yemeni demonstrators stormed the U.S. Embassy in Sana'a today in protest of a film they consider insulting to the founder of Islam, Muhammad. The attack followed the storming of the United States consulate and a safe house in Benghazi last Tuesday, where the U.S. ambassador to Libya and three other staff were killed. Regional correspondent Nathan Morley reports.
The sound of hundreds of Yemeni demonstrators angered over a film mocking Islam. They stormed the grounds of the U.S. Embassy in Sana'a, continuing a wave of anti-American protests which are sweeping the region. The mob torched a number of diplomatic vehicles as security guards used water cannons and warning shots in a bid to drive them out of the heavily fortified compound. A number of people were reportedly injured. This comes after the U.S. ambassador to Libya and three of his staff were killed Tuesday after suspected Islamist militants stormed the American consulate in Benghazi during similar demonstrations. The FBI is now working with the Libyan government on finding the perpetrators. Libya's interim prime minister is Abdul Rahim Al-Kib.
We are determined, both the Congress and the government, to take action on those guys who have murdered innocent people and did wound some others.
Meanwhile, protests continued outside the U.S. embassy in the Egyptian capital Cairo as police used tear gas against a crowd of around 200 youths. In the Iranian capital Tehran, up to 500 people protested over the issue, chanting "Death to America" and "Death to the movie's director." For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.